AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The brother of a black man shot in the back by a white police officer last Saturday in North Charleston, South Carolina, says he didn't deserve to die.
I don't think that all police officers are bad cops, but there are some bad ones out there. And I don't want to see anyone get shot down the way that my brother got shot down.
Patrolman Michael Slager was arrested today and charged with Walter Scott's death after authorities reviewed a videotape of the fatal shooting. Scott's brother Anthony told a news conference tonight justice has been served.
From the beginning, when it happened the first day, all we wanted was the truth.
The Scott family plans to sue the police department. Two juries in Massachusetts resume deliberations tomorrow in two high-profile cases, the case against the Boston Marathon bomber and the case against a former NFL player. Are you planning to hit the road this summer? If you are, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports drivers will pay the lowest prices for gasoline in 6 years.
The Energy Department predicts the national average price of a gallon of gasoline this summer will be $2.45, 32% lower than it was a year ago. Summer is the heaviest driving season. Prices are falling because of growing world production, particularly in North America. Supply is increasing faster than demand. The Energy Information Administration anticipates Americans will drive 1.6% more this summer than last, but they'll pay less for fuel than they have since 2004. Warren Levinson, New York.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has won a second term tonight in a runoff election.
I hear you on the importance of neighborhood high schools and better choices. I hear you on the importance of raising a minimum wage so that no family who works ever raises a child in poverty ever again.
This is AP Radio News. Watergate historian Stanley Cutler, who successfully fought for the release of Richard Nixon's secret tapes, died today in Wisconsin. He was 80. Comedian Stan Freberg died today in Los Angeles at the age of 88. The Banana Boat song was one of his many funny routines.
Day-o, day-o, daylight come and me won't go home.
I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
Why stand next to me, man?
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well,
like.
I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
Character actor James Best, who played Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane in The Dukes of Hazzard, died last night in Hickory, North Carolina. Best was 88. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.